I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, Iraqi refugees try to make it home and the questions about history and heritage that DNA may not answer. That's all later. But first, we want to talk about two stories in the news that have raised questions about the justice system in parts of the Muslim world. Last month, a British school teacher working in Sudan was jailed and faced 40 lashes for allowing her students to name a classroom teddy bear Muhammad. She's been pardoned and allowed to return home, but the incident sparked protests in Sudan and outrage in Britain. Also in the news, a story out of Saudi Arabia. In this case, officials sentenced a woman to jail time and lashes for being alone with a man who was not her husband, even though they were set upon and gang raped. These stories have inflamed sensibilities in both Muslim countries and the West, so we thought it a good time to talk to someone who has dedicated himself to bridging that divide. We're joined by Imam Hassan Kaswini. He's head of the Islamic Center of America in Dearborn, Michigan. He last visited with us to talk about his new book, American Crescent, where he tries to answer the questions Americans often have about Islam. Imam Kaswini joins us from his home in Dearborn. Welcome, Imam. It's good to have you back with us.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Now, let's talk about the story out of Sudan. I think the question on many people's minds here is Muhammad is a very common name. Children at that age tend to think their teddy bears are real. It was clearly not intended to give offense. So what was the crime here?
Well, regardless whether it was a crime or not, in Islam and in the Muslim culture, it is an insult and it is a sin in the religion to name any prophet, any animal with the name of prophet, be it Muhammad or even Jesus. Mm-hmm. This could be viewed as insult. It is very similar to someone, for example, here in the U.S., naming his dog Jesus. Mm-hmm. So in Islam, this is considered an insult and a sin, and among Muslims, it is considered an insult. So whether there was a crime or not, that's a different issue, because many people, some parents of the students, are saying that the teacher acted innocently. She lacked the understanding of the local culture.
Does motive matter?
Well, absolutely, because, you know, if she considers this, she knows that this is could inflame the public sentiment, and if she has the motive to insult the prophet, of course there will be a big offense here. Let's not forget, the British were the occupiers of Sudan in the last century, in the early last century. They colonized Sudan as well as many Arab and Muslim countries. So unfortunately, there is also the historic baggage that many people have a trust issue with the British people per se. But I personally believe that the sentence was over-exaggerated. I personally believe that the teacher acted innocently. She really did not have the proper knowledge about the situation, and therefore I'm not for the harsh sentence that she received, even though she was pardoned afterward. But I believe that people in Sudan should have given her the benefit of the doubt.
I wanted to talk to you about another story out of Saudi Arabia, where, as we have discussed, there's a female rape victim was sentenced to jail and the possibility of multiple lashings, even though her husband knew of the meeting that she was having with this man. Apparently, she wanted to have some personal property returned. I think for many people in the West, this is unfathomable. People cannot understand how you would further punish a woman who'd already been so victimized. So can you explain it? Why would this be?
Well, first, I have to state that, unfortunately, women in Saudi Arabia, they don't have much rights. They are denied, for example, driving cars. They are denied traveling abroad by themselves. There are many restrictions on women in Saudi Arabia. By the way, this has nothing to do with the religion of Islam. This has to do with the makeup of the Saudi government itself. In addition to that, the female who was sentenced, she is a member of the Shia community in Saudi Arabia.
As are you.
We know that the Wahhabis do not have so much passion for Shias.
And you are Shia also, I think it's fair to say.
I am a Shia also. So therefore, many people believe that the sentence was politically motivated, just to punish a Shia are a member of that very society. I myself, along with some other Shia Muslim scholars, wrote a letter to Secretary Rice, asking her to intervene and to talk to Saudi officials to stop discrimination against the Shia community.
Imam, I'm going to pause you just for a second because President Bush talked about this at a news conference this week, and he was asked about this. I'm going to just play what he said. I know you know what he said, but let's play it again.
Yes.
I talked to King Abdullah about the Middle Eastern peace. I don't remember if that subject came
up. But is that important to you? Why wouldn't you bring it at that level, bring it directly up to King Abdullah?
Plenty of time. He knows our position loud and clear.
Imam, how do you feel about this? I know you wrote a letter to the Secretary of State about this case, and I don't know if you feel comfortable sharing what you said, but do you think that the U.S. government should speak out about cases like this, or does this just further inflame tensions? People think it's none of your business. Stay out of it.
No, I believe that the United States always talks about these issues with countries viewed violating human rights, and I don't understand why it can't do the same with an ally or a country that at least considered an ally like Saudi Arabia. I believe that there should be more international pressure on Saudi government to respect the rights of their minorities. I know that Saudi Arabia itself has been very vocal about the Sunni community in Iraq, the 18-19% of the population in Iraq. So I believe there is a great concern about the way Saudi Arabia is treating its citizens. For example, Shia are not even allowed to be judges in Saudi in the judiciary system.
So this is an issue of religious freedom, in effect. This is an issue that you think of persecution of a religious minority, even though the woman is also a Muslim, in your view.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is about religious freedom.
All right, Imam, we have to leave it there. Thank you for joining us again. Imam Hassan Kazwini leads the Islamic Center of America in Dearborn, Michigan. He's author of a new book, American Crescent. Imam, thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me.